Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. We'll get to the week in review coming up about 15 minutes from now. Keith fetched his keys. I saw them. They are now down here.
Ready to go.
Look at these puppies. We're ready for the keys to the preseason. People are already clamoring for it, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
That'll come your way.
Very exciting.
At 1 o'clock here on Jones and Keith, so stay tuned for it. Big night tonight at Gillette. I didn't realize this. I heard Billy in trending.
Statue?
Yeah, well, there's a statue.
Statue night.
I didn't realize afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got a big, giant 12-foot Brady statue.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be down there today. So I should have been hyping that up. I know there's very breathless coverage for the whole thing.
All the jersey's 12 feet high. It is glorious. I've seen it.
You're going to peek under the get an exclusive?
Well, maybe. I bet Fitzy. Well, Fitzy or Ted. I think either one of those have a good shot, maybe for different reasons.
Yeah.
Ted is an ex-player.
Right.
Fitzy's well-connected down there.
Sure is.
So you just got to talk your way past and then, take a little peek under the tarp.
12-foot statue, also known as three Andy Harts stacked on top of each other. Very exciting.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
It's a 12-foot statue.
That's
if he
right.
is holding up the Lombardi.
I hope that doesn't include
that
the 12 feet.
Is that the tippity top of the 12 feet?
He's like 9 feet.
Seven!
And he's 7 feet maybe, and then he's just like holding it above his head.
Yeah, that's not even that
12
much.
12 from the top of the Lombardi down to his toes?
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
You've seen the images going around today with all the news stations. They got the big tarp over the thing. I think it's 12 from tip to tail there, from the top of the statue all the way down to the bottom, I think.
Yeah. Seven is dominated nuts, the world. Though.
How tall do you think a statue should be? We're finally asking the real questions here.
Well, I thought Brady himself was going to be 12 feet tall, not a Lombardi that he's holding up in the air.
Right.
So to me, about that.
Okay.
How big's Bobby Orr? Bobby Orr's probably fairly close to life size, right?
Yeah, I would think probably. Red?
Red's very much life size. Yeah, sure. You think it's a real person.
That's right.
Sitting there on the bench.
This guy hasn't moved all day.
Dude, there are pigeons crapping all over you.
You should need to move.
You should move.
So I guess you go one of two ways. You either make it like life size, a nice 6'6" or whatever Brady is, and then they're like, well, let's double that.
So. We now think, though, Billy was doing good sleuthing. We now think he's holding a Lombardi. We think that's the shape of what's going on.
Yeah, based off of what you can see. There's like a big giant cloth over it.
Look, it wouldn't be my first choice, but the beautiful thing about Brady, there's a lot of good options.
Plenty.
And so let's see how this looks. And there is a non-zero chance we're all going to gasp because it's going to be a...
Statues are tough.
Ronaldo, Dwayne Wade level statue.
Those are two all-timers. Even like Deion Sanders, Pro Football Hall of Fame. But these are just busts.
Yeah.
Now that's the hardest part, right? Is like figuring out the face, how much face detail. That's why I think you put the helmet on him. That covers that up.
It's a lot of just, like, margin look at for their, error.
You see like his eyes, kind of. and just like the jersey number and the name, and then you're kind of good to go. This is exciting.
I like the idea of Brady choking out a jiu-jitsu instructor. That's a good idea for a, I had not thought of that.
Could be that.
As an idea for a statue.
So where is this going to be located again? I know they've said it over and over again. Are you going to walk, when you walk in?
It's like, right by the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Okay, yeah,
I think it's over on that side, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
a good spot. I thought that's what I read in the press release the other day.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that is the Dwayne Wade statue in Miami where they're like, hey, let's go with like an emotional face. And it's horrifying. It's the thing of nightmares.
And it looks nothing like Dwayne Wade.
And it also looks nothing like Dwayne Wade. It looks like a bad horror movie
villain. There really is a chance we're going to see this tonight and be like,
good Lord! What'd you do?
Like,
we don't know.
That's in play.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And Robert Kraft's going to have to be there and be like, oh, it's such a great statue. It looks nothing like Brady.
There's the side-by-side Dwayne Wade.
I mean, Brady's... Do we think Brady's seen it yet? Today. Robert told Kay Adams.
Oh, no. You don't think so?
Robert told Kay Adams a couple of weeks ago.
Been in storage for a couple of years.
That he hadn't seen it. But now Brady's here. You don't think Brady's seen it yet?
Well, I hope so because.
Me too.
If he hasn't and it's bad, he's not going to be able to hide it.
No.
He's going to be like, he's going to gasp.
I want that genuine reaction when it is bad.
So I'm with Nick. I would like that.
We're going for gasps.
We're going for gasps.
Yeah.
I would like it to be his first reaction. And we all get to see that.
These are good ones. The courtroom sketch, we get a lot of that. How about Guerrero massaging Brady's thigh?
Good rub down.
That's a good one. Like, that's something that we could have live on forever.
That's true.
So that's tonight at 6 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons will be there leading up to preseason game number one tonight here on WEEI. We went through this earlier, Keith. A realistic best and worst case scenario. Text line was chastising us earlier. They're like, well, the best case is Patriots go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
17-0.
Yeah, no, I got it. Let's try to keep it somewhere on planet
Earth. They never lose again.
I have them at 9 wins. You have them at 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what's a realistic best-case scenario for this team?
So I think it would be probably just one step over. I think I'm already sort of at the high end.
I agree.
Right?
Like, we're both close to the best-case scenario for the team.
Yeah. And it has a lot to do with the opponents that they're facing, almost entirely to do with the opponents that they're facing. But, no, I think that's where they're going to be. I mean, Vegas preseason has them favored in 11 games. So we're not even asking for, like, upsets. In fact, we're, like, giving them another couple of losses in your case. So I think best case, though, would be, like, a realistic best case is end of the year, they somehow go 11-6. And you're like, holy crap. And then they get a decent matchup in the first round and maybe win a game. That'd be, like, best case scenario, you win your first playoff game since 2018. Not what I would predict, but I think everything falls in line, everything goes your way. Maybe you're in the divisional round.
So this is not our goal for the team. Like, the goal is to just get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'll feel a lot differently about a 10-win season and getting bombarded than Mac Jones. I didn't feel great about the way that season ended. And look, I'm not going to let them off the hook if they get blown out in a playoff game. But if they're back in the playoffs with 10 wins, they would reach my goal.
So playoffs is obviously a successful season. I would even go one step, like, less.
Winning season?
Yeah, I told you. If they're in the hunt. If that graphic pops up at the end of December, playoff standings in the hunt. Last couple of years, they weren't even on the graphic anymore.
I think I'm past that. I think I was there until we saw the schedule, and then once we saw the schedule, I'm like, they should have a winning record. The over-under is 8.5.
But if you win 9 games, you're not a lock for the playoffs, and it might come down to tiebreakers. That's what I'm saying. Is like, if they go 9-8 and they win their last game of the season, but so does the Chargers and the Chiefs or whatever, and you're like, oh, you lost on a bad tiebreaker, I would still look at that as a big win of a season. Now, if you go 8-9, 7-11, 7-10, I'm with you. That, to me, not a successful season.
Okay, so I think what the Commanders did last year on a couple of different counts, 12 wins in NFC title game, that's probably a round too far for the Patriots the conference title game.
Yep.
Like, I think 11 wins would be about a best-case scenario. They're favored in all those games, so let's say they win every game they're favored to win. And then they went around in the playoffs. That, to me, is a realistic best-case scenario for this team. And that's not what I'm forecasting. That's not the goal like the attainable goal for this team this year. But I think that's about as good as they can do. The other side, Keith, you said something like 6 or 7 wins.
It's probably the worst-case realistic scenario.
I don't know why those feel so different. I don't really have even a good reason for it. But to me, 7-10 just sounds a hell of a lot better than 6-11. I know it's one win. One sounds a lot closer to being competitive than the other to me. I don't know why. That line's
yeah, I don't
got
know why.
That line. But like that line has to be somewhere. And yeah. to me, that's kind of where that line is.
Well, actually, it's back to back 4-win seasons. So you fired Bill after a 4-win season. You fired Mayo after a 4-win season. You bring in Vrabel. You have a big free agency class. You bring in all these new coaches. If you're Robert Kraft, you bring back the offensive coordinator you never wanted to leave. You have a what we think is a decent actual draft class. And if you only win 2 more games, that's going to look pretty bad. I don't know how though they win only 4 or 5. That's why I don't even think that's really realistic. Again, barring 4 of your best guys missing the whole season. Like, we're not talking about that.
If these
guys are out there,
injuries.
If it's all
different.
Josh Dobbs, whatever, we'll address that at another time. But in the meantime, even if you lose a guy here or there, like nobody's going to play all 17. But if you have that, then or not everybody, I should say, will play all 17. The schedule's just incredibly bad. All those teams that you were tanking with last year, like Cleveland and Tennessee and the Giants and Carolina, they're right. all on your schedule.
But if they start poorly, and this is again why I want May to get reps. Yeah. If they we look at all these as winnable games to start the year, first month, Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, Carolina, all of those are winnable. I'm not saying they're going to win every one.
Yeah.
But they're all winnable.
And 3 of them are at home.
If you start 0-3 going into that Carolina game,
oh boy. Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's not a lot of gimmies on the schedule anymore. You know? I don't even know that Carolina's a gimme at that point, or Tennessee, or Cleveland. Like, if you're starting poorly, I don't really know that there's a lot of gimmies.
Yeah, I think you need to start 3-1.
Yeah.
And you can mix it up any way you want, but you need to start 3-1 because then week 5 you have Buffalo. So it's almost like, I'll give you that one. If you pull off the upset, great. But if not, now you're 3-2.
That one's a loss.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But now you're 3. So if you have a winning record after 5 weeks, like you have at least, like you're into the season now, and there's a pretty easy stretch upcoming, and then it gets a little bit more difficult towards the end. So at the halfway point, they have to have a winning record, in my mind, in order to hit the goal of making the playoffs. Because if they don't, now you're saying, all right, you got to go into Tampa Bay and win, or you got to go into Baltimore and win, or you got to beat Buffalo. Like, now the task is a lot more daunting if you don't get off to that good start.
Yeah, so look, the range of outcomes we see is kind of 6 to 11 wins, and I think that's about right. I have a real hard time seeing them winning 4 games, as you just said. Like, I don't even think that's possible.
More realistic, 4 or 14?
Well,
probably
I think 4, right?
Because then in that scenario, it might be like Drake May plays half the games or something like that.
Yeah, I would answer that one 4.
Yeah.
But no, the real thing, since you brought up May, the real thing that would make it a worst case scenario is we get to the end of the year and you really haven't seen a difference in Drake May. Like, he's still turnover prone. He has another losing season. He's not going to win one game like he did a year ago. But, you know, again, he's 6-11. There's too many turnovers. There's too many backbreaking turnovers in winnable games. That would be a real worst case scenario individually for the organization going forward. Like, if you don't know what you have in Drake May, and there's still big questions about him coming out of this year, well, then that'll be a real nightmare scenario for this team.
Yeah, because that was even that's like deja vu flashbacks to Mac Jones. It was just like, all right, what this team does, like, are we at least getting a step forward? But actually, went the other way
because Mac did still have quite a few believers going into year 3.
Yeah, because people were banking on year 1. They're like, oh, it was the coordinators in year 2.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Mac still had. Yeah. I was warring with those people. I'm sure Shime was. Maybe you were, Keith. Like, yeah. I was warring with those people at the time. Like,
yeah, it was a bit much.
Mac still had quite a few believers going into that year.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't last very long once the season started. But going into that year, he still had some backers.
Yeah, and so I'm with you. That's one of. But I think also, expectations are just even higher because of the free agency class. Like, I think had they not been as aggressive in free agency, or even, you know, God forbid, they just brought Mayo back for year 2, I think the real goal would have been just make Drake May look good, figure out Drake May. Now it's like, well, do that, but also be competitive and make the playoffs. Like, I think, you know, both of those things are going to be in play.
617-779-7937. Best case scenarios, worst case scenarios for the Patriots with preseason game. Number 1 tonight against the Commanders. You got WEEI Afternoons live at Gillette tonight for that first preseason game. I will get you keys to the preseason coming up at 1 o'clock. On the way next, it's the Week in Review.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keith, the first full week of August 2025. Of course, we started the week the only way we can with not one but two poop stories.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to go to the theaters this weekend. I was a little upset because I wanted to see The Naked Gun.
Oh, you thought about it.
I know that game. Thought long and hard about it. We met up at a playground / one of those like water, like splash pads.
Oh, my. Bragg City over here.
No.
Oh.
So it was me, CeCe, Georgie,
Katie.
Kids
got Giardia.
Hold on a second. CeCe's friend and her little sister and her mom. So all of us were there at the park. They go over to play in the splash pad. They're playing the splash pad for a little while until we noticed human feces on the splash pad.
Oh, no.
Somebody just a giant poop.
Oh, no.
Could be related. I didn't see it happen. There was a little dude just running around naked.
Oh.
I think he peed everywhere. He's the number one suspect.
I understand how this is about to sound.
Yeah.
We ran into human feces, Kat and I, on our honeymoon.
Where and how did you run into this?
This is an old San Juan, Bragg, at El Moro. The fort, we wanted to take a picture by a specific turret on the old fort, and I walked in there, and I'm like, Kat, there is a human poop inside that turret. Let's keep it moving, because it is.
One of the real pranksters down there. One of the real pranksters.
I was like, that is not an animal. That is a human poop in
there. So I was really grossed out. I was really grossed out by that.
But anyway, you couldn't get to the movies.
Could not get to the movies.
Okay.
No. Trump's America giveth and it taketh away.
It sure does.
I mean, what can you say? Yeah.
Hopefully this weekend we can get to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that splash pad. Tell you that much.
It's out of the rotation. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
So we were at Patriots training camp on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And this, believe it or not, was a big subject the last couple of months. Will Campbell.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And his shorter than average arms, at least going into the draft, that was discussed quite a bit. I finally got the binocs on him, though,
on
Tuesday.
We eventually got there on Tuesday. Yeah.
You kind of can tell that Will Campbell's arms are short.
Oh, no.
You kind of can. Like, they're all just...
Oh, no.
So you're just standing in the huddle.
Is it because there's no shoulder pads? Is that why it's jumping out to you today? Like, why are you noticing it on day 11?
They're all just kind of standing around, like going through like half speed. So he's standing next to a bunch of other linemen, obviously, and you just sort of see like where their arms kind of come down. Like, I don't think Will Campbell could put his hands in his pocket.
You were watching this earlier. I was asking if he was reaching his toes when he was stretching.
I'm like, maybe it's possible Morgan Moses just has the longest wingspan of all time. Maybe that's possible.
All right, so these are things you're noticing.
I'm noticing these now, yes.
The arm length is
like,
quite
for real. Like, I'm not trying to be a silly goose about it. Like, there are...
No, I'm at...
It looks, it looks short.
Look, I think it's a good observation. Ooh, wow, these are...
Are those good?
What are these? Prescription?
I hope so. Take a look over. See him breaking the huddle there?
Yeah.
So when they're just all standing straight up and their arms are like down by their side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got to deal with this fence a little bit more than I realized.
The fence is tricky. Yeah.
That was Jones trying to figure out the binoculars through the fence.
Me going, yeah.
He had no clue.
I was like, I can see that. I genuinely couldn't see anything. I was looking at iron bars right in front of my face.
Let the record show. I think Will Campbell can be a fine left tackle. Let me state that for the record. I think he can be fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, there's different ways to say that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Jones had something to say about himself on Wednesday, which has now led to one of my favorite nicknames here at the station. I'll update you on the nickname in a moment.
Would you rather be the fastest person in the world or the strongest?
Ooh, I'm pretty fast, Keith, so I'm going to go with strongest.
Oh, interesting.
I would rather be the strongest. I know what it feels like to be decently fast. Don't confuse my speed. I'm not quick.
No,
but you get me up on a
straight
plane full speed. You get me up on full speed.
But you have a good 40-yard dash.
Well, I don't know if I have a good 40-yard dash.
Well, that's what you're talking about. You're fast.
I have a much more representative 40-yard dash than strength.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it's not saying much, I guess.
I think I would get hurt doing either one at this point.
We were down the Cape this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Make that up.
Finally.
Make that up.
Brawl.
Kill him.
First team.
Rip his head off.
That's just us multitasking.
Oh, wow.
We're right in the middle of a would you rather, and then we saw one of the two fights.
That was when Vrabel got thrown to the ground, maybe?
There.
Yeah, wow. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was in
there. That was good reaction.
Yeah, and that's...
We can do two things at once.
Wiggy... Barely.
Yeah.
But Wiggy didn't latch onto that at all. Now Wiggy...
Wiggy's obsessed with it. So Jones saying he's fast has led to every conversation we've had with Wiggy since him talking about Jones' speed. How fast is Jones? How fast was Jones?
But only in a 40... It's like if
Well, specifically a 40.
Any other kind of race, no. Wiggy does not count that. It's strictly a 40.
Yeah.
Which I said right there. I'm like, I don't think I'd run very fast in a 40.
But you said you were fast.
Well,
and you said you know what it's like to be fast.
Yeah, I do.
So now Wiggy refers to you as the cheetah. The cheetah and Keith, middays 10 to 2.
Now, you're like, you even said it there. Wiggy's like, there's no chance we would all do 40-yard dashes without
him. No, we couldn't. It's a fun idea, but everybody would get hurt. For real. Like,
well, I don't think everybody would get hurt.
Like, half the people would just be incredibly slow. The other half would be, like, grabbing their hamstrings.
But has a combine here ever been done? I know it's been done elsewhere, but has a combine ever been done here? I thought you guys might have done something like that.
No. We did, I mean, our show did, like, a fun, like, you know, little games and stuff. It wasn't like a full-out sprint, though. The most athletic thing we did was probably throw a vortex, right? Everything else was like we did like a saltine challenge.
That was dangerous, though. It was muddy out there.
That is true. The fact that we all stayed on our feet was a win.
You hear Keefe's like, the only athletic thing we actually did is the one that Keith won.
No,
did you notice that? That's what he just did there?
I just been painting the picture for the people.
I mean, he is right, though. I don't think throwing darts is very athletic.
Well, yeah. I don't. I feel like you're taking away from our combine champion Billy Lanny.
I'm not taking away from Billy.
A little bit.
I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out everything. We did four things in a conference room and one thing outside. So you tell me how those events were. But no, I'm good with whatever for next year.
All right.
We were also on the moment the Roman Anthony extension came down.
All right, Jeff Passan with the first to have this. Outfielder Roman Anthony and the Boston Red Sox are finalizing an 8-year, $130 million contract extension.
Two words.
Hell
yeah, Keith.
That's fantastic.
Your guy Breslow. You know they're feeling it after the Devers trade. People are like, where are you spending your money? If it bullied him into signing Roman Anthony, then good. I'm happy Roman Anthony is signed. Maybe that's what he's been doing. Maybe that's why I had to scratch him for a couple of days out of the lineup. Get him signed up. Who could possibly have a problem with that? Awesome deal. Awesome contract. 8 years. Oh, wait. I asked too soon. Do you not like that he's rushing to get the money?
No, I was just going to say.
Is that what you don't like?
My take now, it's had to be altered. No,
boy.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. Can I finish? I gotta finish. No, I've had to actually change this. This used to be a piping hot take of mine. I've had to change it. Great players don't sign real early. Truly great players don't sign real early. Seydon Rafael is looking pretty good. So maybe Seydon Rafael, who signed early and didn't bet on himself completely.
Brian Baio.
Brian Baio's another one.
In the American League as of yesterday. I didn't check the updates today.
Now, Christian Campbell?
Well,
Christian Campbell, maybe not. And there's been some other ones around the league.
He's got some time.
So there you go. No, I think it's a good signing. I was just pointing that part out.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And many others have sort of said, all right, I mean, this guy. But that is a lot of money. And I think with him, and you brought up Julio Rodriguez and Ronald Acuna is two good examples of they'll still be able to get that crazy payday, but they lock this up in the short term.
It was, for the record, not two words. It was three words, though. That's being pointed
hell
out
yeah,
many places.
Hell yeah, Keith.
Period. Separate thought. Keith.
Yeah. We also found out exactly how the Roman Anthony extension got done. It was the owner.
John Henry firing up an email and sending it
to his star player.
Oh, by the way, speaking of John Henry,
yeah,
I was reading Alex Speer today.
All right.
Brag.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think he said, let me double check this, that John Henry emailed Roman Anthony that a contract extension was on the way. Hang on.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony?
Anthony, who'd been alerted Sunday morning by Red Sox principal owner and Globe owner, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer.
John Henry emailed Roman Anthony.
Okay.
Linda, transcribe for me. $130 million. Stop.
I don't know what that is.
8 years. Stop.
None of that makes sense to me. If you got an email from John Henry, would you just assume it was fake?
I'd be like, it's not real. Yeah, right. I owe a Nigerian prince $130 million? What?
I don't know.
That is so odd.
Do 21-year-old people even have emails?
Great question.
He's too old. He's too young.
John Henry DM'd
him.
He's negotiating his contract through DMs.
Strange.
Very strange.
But they got the deal done. No matter how they got it done, they got it done.
John Henry's been strangely involved in the whole Roman Anthony thing the last, 48 to 72 hours.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Been right there front and center. Mm-hmm. All right, Jones, we have 4 nominees for Brag of the Week. This one comes from yesterday's Kiefer Madness.
Now, I reached out to the Savannah River nuclear site.
Sick brag, bro.
All right. There's one.
Was that guy again? Limes? Something Limes?
Cameron Limes.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Okay. They call him Limes. All right. This next one comes in courtesy of Courtney Cox.
Beverly's actually very nice. I was there a few weeks ago.
Sick brag, bro.
All right.
Beverly.
In Beverly Math.
Beverly and Lemonster. I was listening to that segment. Two of the top three zip codes in the country in terms of
Beverly
real estate.
In Lemonster.
Yeah, the hottest zip codes according to Realtor.com. Yeah.
What about 90210? I would assume number
probably
one.
Sandwiched right in there. Got it.
All right. This was also from a caller that we had earlier in the week.
Calling out here from San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
I actually kind of just started listening to you guys.
Sick brag, bro.
But I'm from Vermont.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm a Red Sox fan as well.
Sick brag, bro.
And I'm out here in San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
Where were you calling from again?
San Diego.
Sick brag, bro.
So there's a lot in there. Okay. So he's stuffing the ballot.
What was that, a 5 or a 6-leg parlay?
There? That would have hit every leg. So tough competition, but we might have saved the best for last.
We might
have saved the best for last. And I know he's going for it. He told us before he left today, he's going for the brag of the week, Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh,
I'll text Brady.
Sick brag, bro.
Oh, wow.
I think he'd respond.
Yeah, he will.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow.
I'll
text Brady.
That trumps them all.
Yeah, he'll respond.
Being in Beverly is a couple weeks ago.
Pretty good.
Good one. Contacting the guy from the Savannah Bananas or whatever that guy did is a good one.
No, the Savannah Nuclear Waste.
Yeah. The San Diego guy that grew up in Vermont is a Red Sox fan and just started listening to the show. Yeah. All very good ones.
So many brags.
He tried to, I think, go quantity over quality.
Yep.
But Wiggy just nonchalant saying, I'll text Brady.
I think Wiggy's... Yeah. Pretty easy brag of the week.
I mean, having Tom Brady's phone number alone.
That's probably its own brag right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good call.
We might have to, in the honor of, naming things after people, maybe it's going to be the Jermaine Wiggins brag of the week.
They jello for sauce.
He might. I mean, that's a big time one.
Yeah.
I'll text Brady.
Like, okay. Yeah, like right, that's one even, even Greg is like.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Excuse me.
Hold on.
Yeah, seriously.
So pretty good.
Okay.
There's our so which are you going to go with, Wiggy?
Oh, yeah, I think it's definitely Wiggy. Right. Yeah. Wiggy for brag of the week. As you said, we may have to retire it. 617-779-7937. That is the week in review here on Jones and Cave. We got grab bag. We got clip du jour. And you hear a little something out there?
I do.
What is that I hear? Oh, that sounds like Rich Keefe's keys to the preseason. Next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.